The communications director of Nana Akufo-Addo's campaign team, Nana Akumia, says the unique event at the National Thanksgiving and Prayer Session at the Independence Square last Sunday was the fact that President Mills embraced the 2012 NPP flag bearer, Nana Akufo-Addo, despite the seeming political tension. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Nana Akumia said it gives a clear signal to all that Ghana's politics is now based on issues devoid of insults, acrimony and attacks on personalities. Nana Akumia spoke to George Ankra.
I'm sure many people would agree that the meeting between President Mills and Nana Akufo-Addo was the main highlight of the event. Everything else that happened, the preaching, the singing, the clapping, the attendance, is something that happens all the time. The unique thing that happened there that doesn't happen all the time is the interaction between the two gentlemen. So it is of great significance. It also shows that our politics should not be politics of personalities, but politics of issues. What it means is that we can deal with each other on issue and not personality, so that we will still maintain our personal ties. Because if you make it politics of personality, then you are destroying personal ties. But if it's politics of issue, I can disagree or agree or deal with you on issue, and it will not affect our personal ties. And that is how politics really should be. Sometimes when visitors come to parliament and they see NPP members of parliament and NDC members of parliament interact, socialize, they are completely outstanding. And that is how the politics should be. So if it has been demonstrated on a national scale, it is all the better for our politics.
What lessons is there for the people of Ghana to learn?
Our politics should be that of issue, that we can agree or disagree on issues. That if the water is not flowing, I can talk about the inefficiencies in the system without saying that somebody is foolish or somebody is stupid and so on. And if the water is flowing, I should be able to say, there's an improvement in the water.
As the communications director of the NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo's campaign team, would you want to have any advice for other colleagues?
Absolutely. I'm sure speaking to you through your medium, I'll be speaking to everybody.
Nana Akumia is the communications director of the NPP campaign team. The chairman of the National Thanksgiving and Prayer Committee, Dan Marking, says President Mills and Nana Akufo-Addo's embrace at the event is a welcome sign of unity and togetherness. He says that is how politics should be. Instead of acrimony and divisiveness, politics should bring leaders together in nation building. Mr. Marking also touched on the cost of the event.
It shows that we all love unity, we all love peace, and in particular the president is focused on his agenda to unite the country, and that he will do everything possible as far as it depends on him to make sure that we live together in harmony and as a peace. I think that the response of Nana Akufo-Addo was also in the right direction, showing that living in peace, living in harmony, and having life that we can live on and glorify God is better than any other thing.
The other issue is people's concern about the cost involved in organizing such national prayer sessions. Would you be comfortable to tell us how much was involved?
There's not a dime, a peswa, from the state into this function. Last year, we did the same thing. Fortunately, I'm the chairman of the finance committee, and we did not involve a cedi or a peswa from the state. We raised money from donations from loved ones and Christians around who feel that it is time to contribute towards national development by giving thanks to God and praying appropriately. And same thing happened that the Muslims were taken care of, and none of the expenses came from national coffers.
Dan Markin is the chairman of the National Thanksgiving and Prayer Committee. A CPP stalwart, Professor Ajimambidu Akusa, however, described the gesture of President Mills embracing Nana Akufo-Addo as a normal act, saying that is how the body politic should be. Leaders who want to serve the country should be seen to be displaying unity in diversity.
I think this is a very natural thing. These are all leaders who are aspiring to lead our country, or believing that they are going to lead this country to good fortune. And apart from our attempt to polarize and make this country political, partisan, that should be a very natural thing. For me, I think that we make a mountain out of a molehill. Yes, the fact that we belong to different political parties does not mean that we are enemies or we should be ever acceptable. Statements are made. One of the things of getting into politics is that you build what is called a thick skin, and it should be, what I always say, it should be rubbery, so that things fall on it and things naturally will fall off. It's not everything that you have got to even comment on. It's not everything that you should get angry about. And therefore, for me, the relationship between the president and the president leader of the opposition and other members of other political parties should be very cordial. After all, it is Ghana that we all want to, using different mechanisms and different diverse ways to attempt to improve. Even though, having said that, I believe that politicians in this country have not acted very well in the sense that make themselves better off and get positions. And for those of us who believe that politics is the art of making the impossible possible, politics can be used to change the destiny of the people of this country. And why are we not able to change the destiny of the people of this country in the last 18 years? That is the issue that I would always want to bring to the fore. Are politicians doing what is right? For me, where I sit, the answer is absolutely no.
That was Professor Ajimambidou Akosa. The 2008 CPP flag bearer, Dr. Pakusi Indum, also sees the gesture by President Nelson Nana Akufo-Addo as fantastic. He said this must become the norm and not the exception.
Any time that our leaders show signs of affection, unity, togetherness, it is good for the rest of us and for the entire nation. It is important that we do this not just publicly, but also inside. And then after we've shown these physical signs of brotherliness, that we should then act accordingly. And so it will be good for this to be repeated several times amongst leaders of society, leaders of political parties, opponents in political races, and so on and so forth. It is a good sign. It is something positive. It must be repeated, but we must also act it in real life to give meaning to these positive signs.
National prayer. Does that also mean something to you?
Absolutely. I attend every year the national prayer breakfast that is held in the U.S. together with leaders from all over the world. It is a sight that is wonderful to behold, where you have the President of the United States sitting together with all the leaders of Congress, that is the Senate leaders, the House of Representatives, Republicans, Democrats, independents, and so on and so forth, all of them together sitting to have breakfast once in a year. It's a national symbol of togetherness, of essentially subjugating the nation to the will of God. It is good. And you have Muslims, you have Christians, Jewish people, all attending. It is something that we must do in Ghana, not just in places like what happened on Sunday, but it is something that we must do on a regular basis. CPP, NDC, MPP, and other political party leaders getting together to pray together, to break bread together, or eat fufu together, whatever it is, to show to ourselves that we are indeed one people, and to show to the people that follow us that we are all united when it comes to the cause of developing and making our nation prosper.
Dr. Indum, who is currently in Boku, says he's establishing companies up north to enable ordinary people to access credit to work with.
I am in Boku. The company that I'm associated with, First National, is opening a branch in Boku, and I came to take a look at the physical infrastructure works that are being done to enable it to open in a month or so. I have my own agenda in terms of helping the northern sector of the country to develop, particularly the ones that have gone through conflict. And so I have opened a branch of the company in Yendi. We are in Bolga, we are in Wa, we are in Tamale. And now we're going to Boku as part of, yes, it's a private sector development effort, but also it has a development orientation.
What company is that in particular, and what are you doing? What does the company do?
It is First National Savings Loan, the company that I am one of the shareholders of. And the way I am pushing them is to make sure that they focus on what you might call the ordinary people, the market women, the workers, and those who need help.
2008 CPP flag bearer Dr. Pakusi Indum talking to George Ankram.